Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
A kid screeches, "The floor is hot lava!" Suddenly, the family room is transformed into islands of danger. Kids and parents alike are now bounding from ottoman to couch to dining chair and back. If anybody accidentally touches the ground, they die. Now, of course, the ground is not lava and touching it won't scorch you to death, but it's fun to make believe while playing the game. Make believe is the action of pretending or imagining something that isn't true. That is, in fact, the definition of all beliefs. The act of pretending or imagining something to be true that, in fact, isn't. Here's a truth that you will find hard to believe. Everything you believe isn't true. Everything you know to be true isn't. This is because no beliefs are true. To get your head around this, here's what you need to know. Our understanding of the world is 100% subjective. It is constructed. It is a construct of your mind. Your perceptions are constructed through your senses, experiences, cognitive processes, and interpretations, all of which are different for different people. Are you with me so far? Each person perceives and interprets the world in their unique way, based on their history, experience, and mental and sensory filters. All these mental and sensory filters are fallible. Our perceptions and interpretations are influenced by learned biases, emotional triggers, and cultural conditioning. As a result, what we perceive as real does not necessarily correspond to object reality. Our reality then is, in fact, an illusion of our mind. Our beliefs and thoughts create a mental representation of reality, rather than directly reflecting the true nature of things. Our mind constructs narratives, concepts, and models to make sense of the world. But these mental constructs are not necessarily accurate depictions of an external reality. Just like an optical illusion, you can see something one way, believe it to be wholly and completely true for you as you see it, but have it be completely false, simply an illusion. This demonstrates how our perception can easily be deceived and highlights the subjective nature of our understanding. Now, while this new insight that all your beliefs are actually untrue might at first seem a little defeating and disheartening, I'm pointing this out to you because this insight can become incredibly emboldening and liberating. Credit to my friend Derek Sivers, who said this in a discussion. He said, quote, "Beliefs are not true, but useful. So use whatever works for you," end quote. So if believing in a particular religion brings you comfort and peace of mind and helps you regulate your behavior, make better choices, and find community with others like you, then wonderful. That's useful, regardless of whether the belief is true or not. Can you see how liberating this is? It doesn't matter what someone believes because it's all untrue anyway. If it's useful to them, then wonderful. With this insight, you no longer have to debate who's right or who's wrong. If it's all a construct of our individual minds anyway, it's all untrue anyway. If it's useful to that person, then wonderful. If believing in imaginary borders, borders that we completely made up, borders that we have moved and changed over time, borders that define the United States from Canada, from Mexico, and all the other various borders separating countries across Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and the Pacific Rim, etc. If believing in the make-believe boundaries that define your country encourages you to want to help, give to, and support others who also come from the same made-up place, then wonderful. If you believe that meditation reduces stress, improves focus, and enhances overall well-being, then wonderful. If you believe chanting affirmations in the mirror in the morning boosts your self-confidence and encourages your proactive behavior, then wonderful. If you believe a vegan lifestyle improves your health outcomes and leads to behavior that reflects compassion, then wonderful. If you believe vitamins have health benefits that influences your behavior towards better self-care and practices, then wonderful. If you believe cold showers and cold plunges and saunas or red light therapy increases your alertness and enhances your overall energy and resilience, then wonderful. If you believe in energy healing and Reiki or acupuncture or essential oils, the healing power of crystals, intermittent fasting, journaling, daily gratitude writing, yoga, CrossFit, HIIT training, box breathing, the power of manifestation through the law of attraction. If any of that is useful in producing a positive behavior, thus better results, or even better internal, mental, and psychological peace, satisfaction, and happiness, well then wonderful. Do you see how emboldening and liberating this is? You see, I could argue against most any of all those beliefs, but A, they are just as untrue as any beliefs that I hold dear. And B, if somebody believes them to be true and that belief is useful to them, ironically, through the power of that belief, then regardless of its truth and regardless of it being the same or different from my untrue beliefs, then wonderful. How much better could we be as a global society if everybody knew that everything we believe is untrue and every belief, if it is useful to someone, is wonderful. Think about the empathy, understanding, and tolerance we'd all have for each other. So the bottom line here is this: any belief that you have, as long as it doesn't injure you or injure anybody else because of your belief, then it's fine. If it works for you, then wonderful. Now, of course, you have to evaluate if a belief is in fact useful to you or if it hurts you, whether a belief helps you or debilitates you, uplifts you, or suppresses you, serves you in becoming more and more of who you'd like to be, or is it hindering you from realizing your better, happier, and more fulfilled self? If a belief is helpful, healing, and uplifting, well, then wonderful. This has been a huge insight for me, one that has radically changed my life, peace of mind, and my judgment of others. Instead of being frustrated, sometimes even combative with those who have what I believe to be illogical, wrongheaded, or wacky beliefs, now I know nothing is true, nor does it need to be. Now, instead I ask, is that belief useful to you? If they say yes, then I respond with, well then, wonderful. And I really believe that. If it's useful to them, true or untrue, now knowing nothing is in fact true, if that belief acts as a positive utility for them, well then hell. Wonderful. See how wonderful it all is to live this way? I highly recommend it. And be sure to come back tomorrow. I want to share with you how you can take this newfound insight and actually use it to drive your desired behavior and dramatically improve your performance. You'll love this. I'll see you back for that. In the meantime, share your reactions, thoughts, and comments to this huge insight in the comments below. Now, I already know that some of you will object to this idea that all beliefs are untrue, and you'll want to cling to the belief that your beliefs are absolutely true for you. And hey, if that belief is useful to you, then wonderful. But is it wholly useful? And before you shake your finger and rant, you might want to Google subjective idealism, cognitive illusions, phenomenology, and relativism being too dogmatic about your beliefs being absolutely true. As Socrates says, the only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. Or restated for this discussion, the only true belief is knowing no belief is true. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.